Now we hear this constant theme of Sabbath. Sabbath, what's the big deal? Now let's tackle into that, the Sabbath, importance of a Sabbath. As we know, from the book of Genesis, God created the world in 7 days. Think about it. God didn't need to rest at all. He's almighty. He doesn't need to have a rest. But surprisingly, on seventh day, he rested. He just simply rested. The question is why? By upon this resting, this is how I often imagine this. Well, through the revelation of Jesus Christ, we call God the Father. So he's the Father. So he said, once he completed his last creation, which is a human being, and then he said it was very good. The book of Genesis said it was very good. So this is strictly my personal, perhaps, meditation or result of the meditation. Good Father, overseeing his creation, especially the human beings, that I bet he pondered. He just wanted to spend the time with his amazing creation, especially the human being. I bet on the seventh day, he simply became a father. He simply became a father, embracing his creation, especially his son. And perhaps he spent the time with the creation, especially the human being. So what's the meaning on this? Because God the Father created the entire things, but the last day of his creation, he spent the time in his entire creation. Why? To give, to love them, to pour out his divine love to them. So the seventh day is, we ponder how wonderful, how great are the works of the Lord. Today's the responsorial psalm. We simply immerse ourselves into the presence of God who is love. Therefore, Sabbath day is all about God and us. It's the day that we admire what God has done for us and we spend the time with the Lord. That was his intention. Seventh day, rest day, just pondering God's love and pondering the beauty of creation, and we spend the time with the Lord. That was the Sabbath. Then what happened? Fast forward, the Israelites were chosen by God. They wanted to maintain their identity because they were under persecution. All these different empires, and they are losing their identity as a chosen people by God. So what happened was, well, how do we distinguish us from these people who do not know about God? So they actually take the Sabbath as their identity. But why are you not? Well, because we are the people of God. God created us, God created the world 7 days, and God rested, so therefore we need to rest. In other words, Sabbath day became more like a symbolic kind of gesture of their identity. Oh, we are not like a savage like you are. Oh, we are not Gentiles. We are Israelites. Therefore, we must take the Sabbath seriously. Because God gave us 10 commandments. And one of the 10 commandments, we must honor the Sabbath. We must keep the Sabbath holy. Oh, we are different than people. We are chosen by God. Now you see how this idea of a Sabbath changed into the law of a Sabbath. Are you not keeping that? Oh my gosh, get away from me. You are not keeping the Sabbath? Oh, you are not worthwhile. catch what Jesus is talking about today. Come on, you lost the meaning of Sabbath. Sabbath is all about God's love and just immersing ourselves into the love. And this man who was suffering with the dropsy so many years, but you helped your son, you helped your ox, your possessions when they are in trouble in Sabbath. And how come we do not do that? You lose the essence of Sabbath. That's what Jesus is telling us. Okay, I'm going to switch the gear a little bit. Whoa, Father, what has to do with my life? This is what I experienced. Previous assignment, I helped a lot of couples. The people, especially preparing for their marriage, I personally meet them because I believe that marriage is very important. And this young couple came and they are arguing. Well, who's going to sit right there? Well, there's a table. We have a 7th table for the rehearsal dinner. Oh, no. He's not going to sit there. She's not going to sit there. And they are arguing about that. Oh, the color of this and color of that. And I told them, my brothers and sisters, why are you doing this? What's the essence of marriage? You become one in the Lord. And God is going to seal this sacrament. That's the matter. Not the floor color, not the flower color, not who's sitting right next to each other. The most important thing is the preparation of the sacrament of marriage in the Lord. But you are not seeing that. Rather, you are seeing something else. Now we can associate that with today's gospel, right? Many people are asking me, Father, well, should I do this one on Sunday, Father? Or is this working? Or is this that? The fundamental question is, do we honor the Lord by doing this? Do we love our neighbors? Do we love our family? How many families are not even eating and meeting the meal each other? How many families do not talk to each other? They are rather doing this. They use also Facebook or Yellow Book or whatever, and yet they do not sit down and have a meal, especially on Sunday. They're so much focusing on sports events, and yet they do not talk. I hope that's not you. So my brothers and sisters, again, today's gospel challenges us. How many times we impose a role, rules, without even knowing why we are doing this? Doesn't really matter though. Jesus comes to you and me anyway, whether we understand this or not, whether we accept this or not. Amazing thing about Jesus is he's coming to you and me anyway. Whether we are worthy, whether we are ready, he doesn't care. He just comes to you and me anyway. So today, when we receive Holy Communion, when Jesus comes to us, let's ponder what this means, perhaps. Because we tended to do this one by nature. Body of Christ, amen. But do we really mean that? Do we really know Jesus is coming? Do we really accept that Jesus is coming? God is love. God is good. But sometimes, because of all other things, we lose sight of the fact that God is love. Let's restore that today. At least today when we receive Holy Communion, we profess that. Lord, thank you. I love you. Thank you for loving me. Let's restore the essence of what we are doing here.